Time to start our council meeting here. Want to welcome everybody to our meeting this evening. Want to welcome all of our guests, our visitors, staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here. And I also want to welcome all of our visitors who are watching us online right now. I always forget to welcome them and greet them. So welcome to all of those who are watching us online. As a reminder, all of our meetings are streamed and recorded. Okay, so let us open the meeting at this time. First item on the agenda is our invocation. We want to open the meeting with prayer. And I'd like to ask Councilman Russell if you wouldn't mind leading us this evening.
Lord, please come join us in this room and touch everyone in this room. We have so many things to be thankful for. We have this city that you've helped us with, who at this state, this country. We're just in awe of everything you do. We love you so much. And please help us with this meeting to make sure we have the right things for our city and our citizens. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now, if you're able, would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, moving into our public comment time, the City Council would like to invite citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except any public hearings. Those will be heard separately. The comments related to public hearings will be heard when that specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per Resolution R-87-11. The timer will be up here on the screen behind us, so you know how much time you have left. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item this evening, we ask that you please state that item number before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your understanding and cooperation. The floor is now open for anybody who'd like to address council. Yes, sir. If we could get your name, please.
Yeah. Kyle Kriegel, 729 Clarence Drive. I'll make it quick. I just wanted to thank Councilman Williams. We don't know each other super well, but every interaction I've had with you has been fantastic, and I'm going to miss you on council.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's all I had.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else, please? Yes, sir.
Richard Baker. Live in Woodway on Harbor. Not going to speak about Liberty Hill. Surprise, surprise, something different. Got a flyer for everyone if you take one and pass it down. Since I can't use this, no one lets me know, even though I've asked about it a couple times. Put my glasses on to read. And I hate to do this, but a business at 13749 Harbor Drive. There's a customer parking is creating a dangerous situation, driving swim customers park on both sides of the street, making your driving in and out of Harbor reduced to one way. Heaven forbid another auto is coming in an opposite direction. Right after the home, the road bends to the right and it has a steep 30-foot downward grade, making the scene of oncoming traffic impossible. Cars have parked as far as Riverview for the swim lessons. Does the swim business have a permit to run a business in a residential area? I've always heard P&Z and council always ask about, is there adequate parking? If a drowning occurs, is there a lifeguard? Is there an AED on hand? Can an emergency vehicle get down the street? Does the city collect revenue from the swim company? Last year, the same situation with a parking occurred. Autos parked in front of the hydrant or close to it. I asked Mitch Davison, why can't the city paint the curb with red with no parking stencil in front of the hydrant? I was very impressed with the people asking for a speed bumps that got immediately. So my request is to paint the curb red with 15 feet of fire hydrant and no parking signs from 13749 Harbor to 13780 Harbor. Now to switch subjects. I also have driven down the states on the weekends, afternoons, during the days, and evening. Still looking for that exclusive bicycle on there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Yes, sir, if we can get your name, please.
All right, it's Gary Obenshine. I live on Midway Drive. This is about the Freedom of Information Act that I had sat there and requested back on the 28th of February, which was recorded here because I gave it directly to Donna Barkley. What I had specifically asked for was traffic study, but moreover, I wanted an invoice on everything that was charged. If they bought a screw and charged it to the city, I wanted to see what they paid for it. Well, what we paid for it. I wanted to see what the manpower cost us. And some of the invoices I got had abbreviations on it. And when I asked Donna, I sat there and made an amendment to that Freedom of Information Act. And when I asked Donna for that, she refused. Let's see. The act does not require a government body to create new information. According to the Attorney General's office and the Secretary of State, you were to notify parties in the request involved if there was any proprietary information. Abbreviations on items on these invoices are not proprietary information. She failed to get me that information. According to her emails, there was some other influence from other departments that told her that they did not have a key because they knew what was on the invoice. According to Secretary of State and the Attorney General's office, if they were to walk in here today, they need to know what's on those invoices. So whomever told Donna that they did not have to produce it, they're in violation of the Public Information Act, and you're keeping me from finding out what we're spending on our tax money. Well, moreover, what you're spending on our tax money. Y'all got to stop spending our money like drunken sailors. And from what I keep finding, there are multiple charges on the same item that I'm finding on those invoices. Once I get that key from Donna through the Attorney General's office, I will be back and we will discuss this in further detail. Hopefully the people who are sitting in front of me that are being ballot will not be here. We will have calmer minds and more intelligent thinking people up there slowing down on the spending of our money. Notice I voted today. They'd only let me do it once.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else, please?
Oh, is that better?
Yes, ma'am. If we could get your name, please.
My name is Kristen Jack. I live on Wood Creek Drive. And I just want to say thank you to all of you, as well as the city staff, especially the Arboretum staff, for ArborFest on Saturday. Some of you know that I am a minister, but I also have a little side gig, a small business owner. I make T-shirts and hats and things like that. And my 13-year-old daughter and her best friend make lip gloss, and it's like a legit thing. And we got to be a vendor at ArborFest. And I didn't get to see most of what was going on at ArborFest because our booth was just packed, and it was so fun, and it made a huge difference to my daughter and to me. And so just thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else, please? Oh, yes, ma'am.
We get your name. My name is Jim Ann Heather, and I live at 307 West Lane Circle. And I, too, want to thank the council for all the hard work, the volunteers, the hours that you spend, our chief, Donna, Brenda, all of our city staff that just make this city work so well. And John, I especially wanted to say thank you for you, to you. I've appreciated your insight and the things that you said, and it was just very nice to listen to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Anybody else, please? Okay. Well, that'll do it for public comments. Thank you all very much. We're moving on to our presentations this time. We'll have Ms. Hernandez come and present to us regarding the general fund revenues and expenses, utility fund revenues and expenses, tourism fund revenues and expenses for the second quarter of fiscal year 2025. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and Council. As Mayor Quozal mentioned, I'm here tonight to present the quarterly financial report for the 6 months ended March 31st, 2025. As he mentioned, we'll look at some comparative and budget to actual number for the numbers for the general, utility, tourism, and then Carling Bright Arboretum Pavilion operations. Lastly, we'll review the investment report. So we'll go ahead and get started with slide one, which is general fund revenues. As a reminder, the lower darker green bar is the current year, the upper lighter green is the prior year. So for property taxes, we have seen a $339,000 increase in property taxes collected. This is primarily due to new values added to the tax rolls and then the way we allocated our tax rate for M&O this year, removing that long-term capital project 1.5 cent. Sales tax is also up $97,000. If you look at page 6 of your report, you can see comparative collections by month. And so for February collections, which everything's in arrear 2 months, that's December, that's the Christmas holiday, that was up 28%. So if your spouse gets on to you for online shopping, our remote taxpayers grew by 50%. So that's great. And then local tax collections grew by 18%. Franchise tax is consistent from this year and last year. And then other revenue is slightly down, $74,000. When you're comparing this year to last year, but the big difference being that we are now no longer receiving the school resource officer revenue from Midway as they created their own department. We've also seen a decrease in citations issued, which led to a decrease in revenue, but this is offset slightly by an increase in service charges, an increase in permits, and Woodway Family Center revenue. So overall, $8.7 million of general fund revenue at March 31st, 2025, which is an increase from last year of $8.37 million. Next is budget to actual. As property taxes are due February 1st, we do collect almost all property taxes at this point of the fiscal year, so we're right at 97%. Last year, right at 99%. Varies, but that's an A. Mm-hmm. Sales tax, we're 6 months in, we're halfway through, so right at 52%. Franchise fees is at 38%. It was at 38% last year. We received two big payments a year, one being Atmos in February, the second being Encore that we'll receive this summer. And then other revenue right at 49%. So general fund revenues through March 31st, 2025 were 72% of the budget, which is consistent with last year's collections at 71%. Next, we have general fund expenditures. General government being city secretary, city manager's office, my department, finance, and non-departmental. We did see a $55,000 increase attributed to finance department being fully staffed this year. We had a vacancy for a couple of months last year with HR manager. And then there was a few non-departmental expenses in the current year that were not present in the prior year. Public safety has seen an $84,000 increase, and public safety consists of obviously the police, fire department, and municipal court. Their budget's so big, it's not much of a fluctuation, but the main thing is we've incurred additional costs this year that weren't present in the prior year, such as the upgrade to the dispatch system. Community services is consistent, and then community programs is up $64,000, which is due to the opening of the new family center that incurred additional costs for personnel, insurance, utilities, and contract labor. As a reminder, the new facility opened April 1st, so as of this report last year, it wouldn't have been open yet. Mm-hmm. General fund expenditures, each department is right at 48, 49, 47, 47. Can't complain there. These are the individual department heads and the directors do a great job at monitoring their own budgets. I send budget reports out monthly, and every week we're doing a check run and we're keeping an eye on the numbers. So switching gears to utility fund revenues, this is water sewer charges. We have seen a $343,000 increase. This is primarily due to an increase in consumption, 48 million gallons, and the increased rates that went into effect in October. Now, I also track rainfall and temperatures. So we have, per the National Weather Service, there has been a 9.16-inch decrease in rainfall from Q1 and 2 of fiscal year 25 compared to fiscal year 24. There's also been a 3.37-degree increase in average temperatures comparing this year time period to last year. So in those drier, warmer seasons, we do see more water usage, except my grass at home is dead, but we are watering y'all's grass. And this is consistent with what we sell in the summer, so our system can handle it, but just reporting that back. Sewer charges are up $58,000, increased due to sewer base rate and customer counts, and then other income is up, and that's small, but you can see this is related to a one-time payment from WMARS and a insurance claim that we received on the Acorn well. On the expense side of it, because our wells have been working and we haven't been buying as much from Waco, our water service charges are down. Similarly, our sewer service charges are down. This is for what we pay Waco for WMARS. This varies by month. And then customer service is consistent. So on budget to actual, this top row is the revenue side of it. All right, at 44% for water service charges and 48% for sewer system. We do collect most of the money in the summer, so I anticipate us making that up. And then this water service, that's duplicated, but that's supposed to say other income. My apologies. That says 346%, but that's really just that 117 I mentioned from TML and WMARS. The bottom row is the expenditure side, which the department heads are in charge of. Water service is at 47%. Sewer service is coming in lower than we anticipated. I increased that budget because WMARS was so high last year. We're right at 41%. I anticipate us spending more this summer. And the customer service is spot on, 49%. Next, I added this utility fund income statement. I didn't think just this year to last year was a good view because last year's was operating at such a loss. So I went ahead and added two more years for comparative purposes, but it'll show you that broken down like a business. So water's at the top, sewer's at the bottom. Historically, water is where we make the where the city is able to be self-sufficient coming in here, but with the exception of last year, it is going to generate more revenue. Sewer is where it comes in as a decrease in net position, mainly because all the spawns relate to the sewer line. So it most of the time offsets. Last year was the exception where at this point of the year, we're at $500,000 loss. At this point of the year right now, we're positive $47,000. I will say today when I was prepping for this presentation, I noticed there weren't any water tap or sewer tap revenues associated with this. So called down to community service like, hey, they're building a bunch of houses. Where are the water taps? So we figured out that it is being collected. It just had all been deposited in the permit revenue. So I'm gonna get that fixed and reallocated probably this week and update this by May 1st. But don't worry, we are collecting money for all those houses that Mitch shows us pictures of.
Okay. Good.
On the next slide is the tourism fund. This is hotel, motel taxes that we receive. You can see revenues are down approximately $137,000 or 28%. At the time of me prepping this report, $55,000 of that had to do with timing of payments received. We have received that much in April. But the rest, we called a couple hotels inquiring why rate payments have gone down. The answer we got is that there was an increase in long-term rentals that wasn't taxed. They also mention competition. So I found an article that said since 2018, there have been 14 hotels added across the Waco area and 1,000 rooms added since last year alone. So there's just more competition. I don't know if you've been downtown Waco lately. There's a hotel on every corner. I don't know where they're parking, but they're there. Expenditures are down as well. And that's timing difference. Tourism funds the Arboretum, some construction projects. So we'll see a bigger expense towards the end of the year. So right, we're at 10% of expenses. Last year, we're at 15%. Next, speaking of Arboretum, is the Carling Bright Operations Fund. Similarly, revenues are down 29%. I inquired with the superintendent over there, why is that happening? And it have to do with the decrease in rental revenue related to the increase in city events and programming at the Arboretum and planned renovations that led to block off dates. During fiscal year 25, 21 weekend dates were blocked off for city events, including Cops and Kids, Father Daughter, Farmer's Market, and planned renovations, compared to fiscal year 24's 8 weekend dates.
Was that 25,000, not 29%, or 29,000?
Yes, sorry, 29,000.
Yeah, I think you first said percent.
Sorry, 29,000. I don't even have the percentage written on here, so.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
My apologies. Yes, 29,000, thank you for that. So that's where the revenues are down. Lindsay's aware of it. They're planning accordingly for next year. Expenditures saw a $58,000 increase, which correlates with the increase in their budget. But as far as what they're spending, they're spot on. Jack's team is right at 50%, and Lindsay's team is at 46%. So can't complain there. And last but not least is our quarterly investment report. This shows the $11.75 million we have invested, 1.5 of that being in a CD, and the remaining amount spread out between various local government investment pools. This quarter, for the investments, we earned $110,942, which is a decrease from last year's $135,711. This factors in the amount we have invested. This is impacted by the amount we have invested and the Fed funds rate decreasing, I think, 1 basis point since this time last year. So I know that there are rumors that they're going to decrease the rates going forward. So I'm planning accordingly. As the investment officer, Adam and I are working on different investment options to diversify our portfolio to lock in a few rates, CDs that aren't necessarily tied to the Fed funds rate that we can lock in for a long period of time, at least a year. And that's all I have. Have any questions about this quarter's financial report?
I don't know if you know if you have this with you, and it's okay.
Sure.
If you don't, we can get it later. But on the tourism revenue being down, I noticed that, and I was wondering if there was a relation to our tourism advertising going down. Also, the expense category C. Curious. I know that we have a bigger budget for this year, but we're not spending all of that, so I'm just curious if the tourism advertising, if that's something maybe that is not working right, or if we're not getting our money's worth out of it, because we have a bigger budget for it, but we're not using sure. It all.
Yeah, I think this all has to do with timing. As if you look on page 14 of the report, we spent $105,000 in advertising compared to last year's $101,000. I know Lindsay had that Hewitt Drive billboard, and we do various sponsorships with Bridal Magazine. So I know she is planning on spending the amount. We're obligated to or required to spend 1% of what, or one of the 7% that we collect in hotel occupancy tax. So that's what we're planning on doing.
Okay. Because I know with the increased competition with those other hotels, mm-hmm. we're going to be, you know, really fighting for every tourist to come.
Yes, sir. No, we're working with Vail Athletics, Greater Waco Sports Commission, various bridal magazines, and just signage across that you'll see all over the city.
Yeah, because that tourism revenue really helps us with Arboretum expenses and mm-hmm. all these other expenses that don't come from taxpayer money. So I really want to make sure that we don't lose too much of that revenue.
Yes, sir. Thank
awesome.
You. Great question.
On page 14, on major changes of cash accounts during Q2 2025, Purchases and payments approved by Capital Outlay Project January-March to 2025. We've got a $583,223 vacuum truck. I didn't remember us approving that. I thought we was going with a $60,000 a year lease on that instead. Have we bought that already?
That was a budget to capital outlay. I think it was actually budgeted as $600,000, and it came in under. Mitch isn't here. It's his department. But
I just remember we discussed that one of the years. I don't remember if it was last year or not.
Maybe you're thinking of the street sweeper?
Huh?
Are you thinking of the street sweeper?
Yes. Is that different?
It's different. Vacuum truck, this is the one where they, I'm not in the utilities, but I think they're digging a hole and sucking water out.
We definitely need that one.
Yes.
Okay. Two different.
The one you're talking about is a street sweeper, which we do have a contract
with. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot more sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Any other questions for Brenda, please? Thank you so much. Great job.
You're doing great.
Really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Great picture of your team also. Really, really nice. Great job. Okay, we're moving on to our public hearings at this time. Item 5A is the public hearing on an application to develop and site development plan in a planned district indoor sports facility, Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive. I will open the public hearing at 5:57. Is there anybody to speak in favor of this application to develop, please? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Sterling Thompson, 2416 Columbus Avenue. I'm here representing the client as his architect for this project. As you know, this is the old theater, Hollywood Theater, that they want to convert into an indoor sports facility. There will be 8 basketball courts, 6 volleyball courts, indoor soccer, indoor baseball, batting cages, total redo of the exterior, bringing the parking and landscaping all up to current code. We just here to wish that you would let us go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Anybody else to speak in favor, please? Okay, is there anybody to speak against this application to develop? All right, I'll close the public hearing at 5:58 p.m. Moving on to item 5B, discussion and consider action on the application to develop in a planned district, indoor sports facility, Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive. I would like a motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, anything further on 5B?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Following the first required public hearing, the Planning and Zoning Commission took action to recommend approval of the application to develop and site development on April 22nd, 2025, as submitted. I've also met with our city engineer, just to make sure we're checking the boxes on the demo, the parking, the screening, the drainage, the design. And he has assured me that they have gone through with their team and everything is on board. So that's the only comment I have, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Looks like, at the first public hearing, Planning and Zoning took action to recommend approval. Okay, any further questions for Mr. Manager on this or Mr. Sterling?
No.
I just want to say I think this is such a value add to our community, and I think that it's going to be a great addition, and I'm very thankful for your hard work on it. It looks beautiful, and I think it will be well utilized. So.
Yeah, I did have one question, and it's just more of a curiosity on my part. So I know that you do have one theater area still on the plan. So did that remain, or did you have to still refurbish that?
Let's get you up to the microphone, Mr. Sterling, so that we can hear you on YouTube.
Yes, they're keeping that one theater so they can have conferences or meetings with teams and things like that. So
it'll still be
film.
The theater setup?
It'll still be the theater setup in that one theater. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
And then watch your Cowboy game.
Yeah.
What's your cowboy get?
Mrs. Cook, would you like to make a motion on this item?
Absolutely. I move that we accept the application to develop.
Second. It's moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item 5C, discussion and consider action on application for site development plan in a planned district, indoor sports facility, Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Thank you. Anything further on this?
No further, Mayor.
Okay. Any other questions? You want to do this one again, Story?
Sure. I move that we accept the application for site development plan.
All right. It's been moved. Do I hear a second? Seconded by Councilwoman Gilman. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. It's going to be a beautiful building. Looking forward to seeing it. He's already gone.
Congratulations.
Amen.
He's already out of here. Okay. He was sweating for the first part. I was trying to compliment him.
Yeah, he's going to tell him congratulations. Great.
All right, and we are at the consent agenda. So, Council items 6A through 6C are on the consent agenda. Do you see anything on there that you'd like removed for separate discussion?
No.
Anybody? No? All right. Well, we'll move to item number 7, which is considering action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve, please?
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you very much. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Thank you, Council. Item number 8, City Manager's Report. Any updates or briefings for us, Mr. Manager?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll have a little handout here. I'll send some to the left and to the right. We will put this on all our social media outlets here soon, but this is the list of streets for our micro seal project that's coming up. I just wanted you guys to have it a little bit ahead of time. I got it today, so I thought I'd give it today.
Okay, that's wonderful. There's three. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Just two other quick items. The staff appreciation hamburger cookout is May 16th, so council members are still welcome to join us for that. Mark your calendars on that one. And thanks to the ARBO staff and all the volunteers that we had. I know
yes.
We touched on it earlier, but it was a hit again this year, and they estimated 2,000 people attended for Saturday.
Wow.
So that blows our Christmas special away. And we thought that was impressive. So it's,
the weather was perfect for it.
Yes, sir. In good directions. That is all I have, Mayor and Council.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, before we move on to item number 9, I do want to take just a moment and say just a few nice things about Mayor Pro Tem Williams. Mm-hmm. Mayor Pro Tem, this is your final meeting, and I know I speak on behalf of all the staff and all the council. We're just so grateful for your service, for the knowledge that you brought to council. You are an excellent council member. Somebody who cares deeply about Woodway. You love Woodway, and it's evident in every interaction that you have. And I just couldn't be prouder to have sat next to you, and I hope that you'll stay involved in the city, whatever that may look like. But just really, really honored to have had you on this council, and I wish you nothing but the very best in this next chapter.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Well, what do I say after that? I don't know. Yeah. I guess I've never really been a person with a a loss for words. At least that's what my wife said. But when you've been married almost 40 years, it's a long time, right? So I got to take what she says and run with it. But everything that I do in life, I try to do with my whole heart. And I really have tried to do the best that I could to represent the citizens of Woodway. Am I perfect? No. None of us are. But at the end of the day, I always was contemplative about how we spend those taxpayers' dollars. I mean, because it is, and we're all taxpayers too, by the way, and how we spend our dollars is important to me. And I try to do my best to make sure that I represent, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then my family, and then the rest of us. That's part of the reason why I'm not going to run again is because I found myself kind of getting out of character. And it's not who I am as a person, because I don't think it has to be that way. We provide ourselves to the community for public service because we owe it to the community. I think those of us, as the Bible would say, to whom much is given, much is required. And so I've always looked at myself coming from humble beginnings to say, not being a part of the problem, but being a part of the solution is my motto. And so I've always tried to do that, and I've had a few missteps in my life along the way, and I try to do the best that I can, and I just feel like I just am not in the best position to do that for you all and then remain true to who I am. And so that's really what made the decision for me to not seek another seat, to be quite honest with you. But I've enjoyed it. I looked at it as an opportunity to learn. I looked at it as an opportunity to help community be better, to try to educate the community, to try to be that voice of reason, to try to be that center ground, if you will, to make sure that I don't have any allegiance to anyone other than God, and then my family, of course. And so I tried to be that kind of a voice as best I could. And so I really enjoyed the time that I was here at times, and sometimes it wasn't so fun. It wasn't a lot of fun. It was arduous. It was, there are things that I honestly wish I could have said, maybe some things that I probably should have said, but probably was best that I didn't say it. And so I've learned to kind of bite my tongue sometimes when I should, and I've learned to speak up when I should. But at the end of the day, we're all human. And, we're all gonna have our faults. We're not gonna be perfect in how we do the things that we do. But I will go to my grave with this thought, and that is, we have representative governance for a reason. We all can't make the decision, because if we all try to, no decision will get made, And that's just the reality. But there are processes that we have, and I hope that I have been able to inform you and educate you on those processes that we have to remonstrate against us. But I would admonish us to be a little bit more courteous, because that's one of the things that also led me to where I am today. It doesn't have to be adversarial the way that it has been. And I don't want to be a part of that anymore, to be quite honest with you. So that's why I'm leaving. So, but again, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the conversations that I've had with you all. Those of you who disagree with me, and maybe I disagree with you, we can learn from one another. And I've enjoyed that, because it gave me an opportunity to learn something. And so I've relished that, to be quite honest with you, because I've lived my life as a life of learning for the betterment of myself, for the betterment of community, because we all are part of a community, right? So, and I thank you, for giving me that opportunity. Those of you, who are continuing to be here and on the council, I would admonish you to take those words and use those words that I just said, and understand that you are obviously a representative of a part, and we're all part of that community,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
And so it's like your brothers and your sisters. Sometimes we have disagreements, but we love one another nonetheless. and we don't scrutinize them unless they need to be scrutinized. But at the same time, it's out of love. It's not out of hate, hopefully. So it should come across in a different manner. Okay? We can have disagreements. I'm okay with that. But it's how we have the disagreements. We ought to speak with truth and honesty. And truth and honesty should lead us down the right path. It's not a path in which we're trying to create division. It's a path where we question why we do what we do. We should not have a feeling of whether or not we want to be questioned. I mean, we're human. Sometimes we don't want that. Sometimes my wife said, well, what about this? I said, well, you know, I don't really want to hear that right now. But she's right. You know, right. She has a right, right to question me. And so you all have a right to question us, and we have a right to question one another. The question is, how are we going to go about doing it? We should do it in honesty and truth. And when we know what the truth is and we speak falsehoods, that's wrong. I don't care who you are. That's wrong. And so I wish the best for each and every last one of you, and I hope that you strive to have community and work together as opposed to trying to divide. I've been a part of division. You can just look at me. Hopefully you can see what I'm saying. But I've been a part of division. I've chosen to look the other way and dialogue. Now, I'll leave you with this story because it mattered to me in my life. I once worked for a guy, and he said, John, I don't like black people, but I like you. I was like, what? But we had dialogue for a couple of years. And when I left working for that company, something happened to me that should not have happened. And he said, John, what they did to you was wrong. And if I could do anything about it, I would, because you're a good man. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well said, Mayor Pro Tem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good man indeed. Really appreciate it. Best of luck to you, sir. Okay. Tough to follow that. I'm number 9, City Council Reports. Do we have any updates from any of our liaisons?
We had the PNC meeting and discussed the moving forward of the sports arena, and that's why we're here tonight.
That's why we're here.
Well, we just approved it.
Yep. Wonderful. Anybody else?
Ken? The nominating committee met earlier as we're looking at filling the vacancies on the Board of Adjustments, Parks and Rec, PNZ, and Woodway Youth Commission. So we've got a tentative plan in place. Some of it is contingent upon actually what happens at the election, because some of these folks are actually on those boards right now. So we'll meet again and hash that out post-election to fill those spots.
How many spots are still missing on the Youth Commission?
So many. If you know any 7th through entering 12th graders, please encourage them to apply for the Woodway Youth Commission. It's a great opportunity to get service hours, and Ms. Councilman Keyston is the liaison. Mentioned they're a great group of kids.
They sure
are. Speak to that.
I'm impressed with how many show up to the meetings.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good turnout.
But a lot of those 12th graders are rotating off, and so that's a lot of, I think there's 6, so that's a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can they still put in an application?
They can.
They can. It's still open. Okay.
Right. Not the others. The others are closed.
No, the others are, yeah.
But for Youth Commission,
they're open.
Until we're full.
All right. Please help us fill those spots. It's a great, great team. Excellent. Anybody else? Okay. If there's no further reports, we'll move on to the closing item, which is the adjournment. So do I have a motion to adjourn, please?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Seconded.
Thank you. We are adjourned at 6:15 p.m. Have a wonderful evening.